Welcome to the Laugh Stop. It's great of all of you to come out and support Mitch Hedberg. And what I'm doing is just waiting until Mitch gets in position to come on stage. And I think he's waiting intentionally to make me embarrassed. That's what he's doing. The Laugh Stop has been here 20 years. Isn't that great? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm extremely proud, and the Laugh Stop is extremely proud to present Mitch Hedberg.
I have to record a CD, so I have to tell all the jokes I have. Because I want to put them. I've never recorded a CD before. I've told a lot of these jokes before. But I got to put them on a CD now, see? So it's all going to spread it out. All these jokes on a CD right here. These are the CD jokes. Thought of it today. I whittled the list down today. These are the jokes that I could think of today, which means they are the CD jokes. I might think of another one that won't be on this list, and I'll throw it in a moment of spontaneity that you won't be able to detect, because you won't notice that it's not on the list. But I will be proud of the spontaneity, and you'll see it in my stride. So don't fuck up the bass tonight, Chuck, because we're on a CD here. Just fucking keep it going. Don't fuck up a scale. This joke's all gonna go right here. So I wish I could play Little League now. I'd kick some fucking ass. I'd be way better than before. Back up now. All right. That joke kicked off the CD right there. Kind of weak, man. I got an ant farm. Them fellas didn't grow shit. What about some carrots maybe for me? I like carrots. I dressed up for the CD. I haven't slept for 10 days because that would be too long. How long can a CD be? I might have to do two tonight. No, I'm kidding. That'd be too much comedy for me. My apartment is infested with koala bears. It's the cutest infestation ever. Way better than cockroaches. When I turn on the light, a bunch of koala bears scatter. And I don't want them to, you know? I'm like, hey, hold on, fellas. Let me hold one of you. And feed you a leaf. Why the koala bears, they're so fucking cute. Why do they have to be so far away from me? We need to ship a few over. And I will apprehend one. And hold him. All right. And pat him on the back of his head. I've always wanted to have a suitcase handcuffed to my wrist. All right. It's not a full joke there. That's filler. It's filler. One of the lists is bending up. I can't read it. All right. Last week I helped my friend stay put. It's a lot easier than helping someone move. I I just went over to his house and made sure that he did not start to load shit into a truck. My friend asked me if I wanted a frozen banana, but I said no. But I want a regular banana later, so yeah. A guy told me he liked cherries, but I waited to see if he was gonna say tomato before I realized he liked cherries just.
Alright, that joke was ridiculous. That's like a carbon copy of the previous joke. With different ingredients.
I don't know what I was trying to pull off there. That one might be edited. I can edit the jokes. I have a few cavities. I don't like to call them cavities. I like to call them places to put stuff. Do you know where I can store a pee? Yes, I have some locations available. I got my hair highlighted because I thought some strands were more important than others. I wrote my friend a letter using a highlighting pen, but he could not read it. He thought I was trying to show him certain parts of a piece of paper. Check that.
I saw some $2 bills today. They were for sale for $8.
Something went severely wrong there. What happened? It spun out of control. Now it's worth $8. Still says $2. I missed the $2. I could break a $2. All right.
Yeah, if the jokes go down, Chuck, pick it up. You know what I mean? I might need you here tonight.
And then I had my palm read. I wrote something on it first to see if she would read that too. All right. So I mumble a lot off stage. I'm a mumbler. If I'm walking with a friend and I say something, he won't hear me. He'll say, what? So I'll say it again, but once again, he doesn't hear me. So he says, what? But really, it's just some insignificant shit that I'm saying. But now I'm yelling, that tree is far away. If you boat a lot, you're known as a boating enthusiast. I like to boat, but I just don't want to ever be referred to as a boating enthusiast. I hope they call me a guy who likes to boat. I'm fucking lazy. I want to be a race car passenger. Just a guy who bugs the driver. Say, man, can I turn on the radio? You should slow down. Why we gotta keep going in circles? Can I put my feet out the window? Man, you really like Tide. Some of those responses, some of those laughs and claps I used for other jokes that didn't work. I will make it seem as though you fuckers laughed at unfunny shit. I'm gonna use you. I'm gonna make a whole joke of unfunny jokes and put your laughs into it, and then list you individually on the CD. These people don't like funny jokes. Are they you should never tell someone they have a nice dimple because maybe they're shot in the face with a BB gun. Where are all the Doring photos? I've never seen one. All right. That joke's not really laid out. It refers to before and after. Say, I was on the Craig Kilborn show. The next day I flew to Minneapolis. I was at the airport and a guy came up. He said, dude, I saw you on TV last night. But he did not say whether or not he thought it was good. He just confirmed that I was on television. So I turned my head away from him for about a minute. Then I turned it back. I said, dude, I saw you at the airport. About a minute ago, you were good.
say. Get your priorities crooked. That's my sister. That's what I tell her. She's too straight-laced. I say, get your priorities crooked. That's dumb, right? I wrote a letter to my dad. I was going to write, I really enjoy being here, but I accidentally wrote rarely instead of really. Well, I wanted to use it. I didn't want to cross it out. So I wrote, I rarely drive steamboats, Dad. There's a lot of shit you don't know about me. Quit trying to act like I'm a steamboat operator. I know this letter took a harsh turn right away. Hello, Dad. At the end of my letters, I like to write, P.S. This is what part of the alphabet would look like if Q and R were eliminated. I got into an argument with a girlfriend inside of a tent. That's a bad place for an argument, because I tried to walk out and slam the flap. How are you supposed to express your anger in this situation? Zipper it up really quick. Fuck you. If I was a locksmith, I'd be fucking pimping that shit out. So what's going on, man? Tell you what, I'll trade you a free key duplication. The joke made me laugh before I could finish it. Which is good, because there's no ending. I fucking covered it up. I think Bigfoot is blurry. That's the problem. It's not the photographer's fault. Bigfoot is blurry. And that's extra scary to me. Because there's a large, out-of-focus monster roaming the countryside. Run, he's fuzzy. Get out of here. Gotta go. I have an underwater camera in case if I crash my car into a lake. But at the last minute, I see a photo opportunity of a fish that I have never seen. All right. One time a guy handed me a picture of me and said, here's a picture of me when I was younger. Every picture is of you when you were younger. Here's a picture of me when I'm older. You son of a bitch. How'd you pull that off? Let me see that camera. What's it look like? I got a roommate. I live in New York City. I got a roommate to save money. But see, I fucked up because I'm 31. I'm too old for a roommate. I fucked up severely. I signed a year lease too. I really fucked up. It's like I wrote a joke that didn't work, but now I have to tell it for a year. See, my roommate said, he goes, I need to shave and use the shower. Does anyone need to use the bathroom? It's like some weird ass quiz where he reveals the answer first. Yeah. Every time I go and shave, I assume there's someone else on the planet shaving. So I say, I'm gonna go shave too. Sometimes I wave to people I don't know. Very dangerous to wave to someone you don't know, because what if they don't have a hand? They'll think you're cocky. Look what I got, motherfucker. This thing is useful. I'm gonna go pick something up. I drank some boiling water because I wanted to whistle. Yeah, if you lost your wallet, it's hard to dance. Hey, I just lost my wallet, but fuck, this song is funky. Fuck it. Alright. That shit's no good, boy. This is a CD called Hit and Miss. I got a robe. It's not a robe, really, it's just a towel that fits me. My sister wanted to be an actress. She never made it, but she does live in a trailer. She got halfway. So she's an actress. She just never called to the set. On a traffic light, green means go, and yellow means yield.
but on a banana, it's just the opposite. Green means hold on. Yellow means go ahead. And red means where the fuck did you get that banana at? Sometimes a hotel just didn't have a mini bar. A mini bar is a machine that makes everything expensive, right? And when I take something out of the mini bar, I always fathom that I'm gonna replace it before they can check me off and charge me. But they make that shit impossible to replace. I go to the store and say, do you have Coke in a glass harmonica? Do you have individually wrapped cashews? Can't please all the people all the time, and last night all those people were at my show. I'm against picketing, but I don't know how to show it. I need that sporadic applause on the CD, boy. That applause will be duplicated. It's gonna be after every joke. The CD is gonna be 6 hours long. Six jokes. Just looped laughter. I like to close my eyes on the stage because I have drawn a picture of an audience enjoying the show more on the back of my eyelids. If carrots got you drunk, rabbits would be fucked up. I like vending machines because snacks are better when they fall. If I buy a candy bar at a store, oftentimes I will drop it so that it achieves its maximum flavor potential. I bought a $7 pen because I always lose pens and I got sick of not caring. I think pickles are cucumbers that sold out. They sold their soul to the devil, and the devil was dill. I bought a donut and they gave me a receipt for the donut. I don't need a receipt for the donut, man. I'll just give you the money, then you give me the donut and the transaction. We don't need to bring ink and paper into this. I just can't imagine a scenario where I would have to prove that I bought a donut. Some skeptical friend, don't even act like I didn't get that donut. I got the documentation right here. Oh, wait, it's at home. In the file, under D. Sometimes I wake up and I think I should start wearing a beret, but I don't do it. One day I'm gonna though. You bet your ass, I will have a beret on. That's ridiculous, but it's true. I always fight with wearing a beret. Is it time? Sometimes I make some money doing comedy. I made $3,000 opening for the Neville Brothers and they paid me in cash, so I had $3,000 in my front pocket. And that was a bad situation because then I started to buy ridiculous shit. Like I bought a snake bite emergency repair kit. Then I said to my friends, don't even worry about snakes anymore. And then my friend stepped on a worm. I said, lay down. Snake bite emergency repair kit is a body bag. Onions make me sad. A lot of people don't realize that. When I'm cutting onions, I'm sad because onions just, the plight of onions has been sad. But people don't realize I'm actually crying. They think I'm just reacting. See, this CD is gonna be full of jokes that were better in a year. So, shit. I was walking down the street with my friend and he said, I hear music. As though there's any other way you can take it in. You're not special. That's how I receive it, too. tried to taste it, but it did not work. When I travel with my box, my radio, I stuff the cord inside the battery compartment. From an outsider's point of view, it looks like I got it all wrong. All right. No on that one? All right. Okay. Okay, that joke's gonna be good because I'm gonna take all the words out and add new words. That joke will be fixed. Sometimes at night I fall asleep with my clothes on. I'm gonna have all my clothes made out of blankets. You know they call corn on the cob, corn on the cob, right? But that's how it comes out of the ground, man. They should call that corn. They should call every other version corn off the cob. It's not like if you cut off my arm, you would call my arm Mitch. But then reattach it and call it Mitch altogether. Chocolate makes me happy, I have to admit. I had a Velcro wallet in a casino. That fucking noise drove the shit out of me, man. That casino losing money, bust out the Velcro wallet again. It's like a fucking sound of my addiction. I love to gamble, you know? Booked myself in Las Vegas at a casino. There's a Riviera Hotel, has a comedy club. There's four comedians on the bill. And we all have similar hair because we're all using the Riviera in-house shampoo. So we all have equal shine and bounce. It's a two-in-one shampoo. And two-in-one is a bullshit term because one is not big enough to hold two. That's why two was created. If it was two-in-one, it would be overflowing. The bottle would be all sticky and shit. People ask me what words mean, you know? They say, what does composition mean? Some people would say, put it in a sentence, but I need a little more. Put it in a play. Fuck, I hate when a joke don't kill, you know? I'm supposed to get big laughs. Every joke's been pre-approved as funny by me. The joke didn't work, right? As a comedian, you have to start the show strong and you have to end the show strong. Those are the two key elements. You can't be like pancakes, all exciting at first, but then by the end, you're fucking sick of them. A waffle is like a pancake with a syrup trap. I put fruit on top of my waffles because I want something to brush off. You know, I have a cheese shredder at home. That's a positive name for a cheese shredder. They don't call it by its negative name because nobody would buy it. Sponge ruiner. Because I wanted to clean it. But now I have little bits of sponge that would melt easily over tortilla chips. I know a lot about cars, man. I can look at a car's headlights and tell you exactly which way it's coming. I say the word totally too much. I use the word totally way too much. I need to change it and use a word that is different but means the same thing. Mitch, do you like submarine sandwiches? All encompassingly. Because I wanted to clean it. But now I have little bits of sponge that would melt easily over tortilla chips. I know a lot about cars, man. I can look at a car's headlights and tell you exactly which way it's coming. I
I say the word totally too much. I use the word totally way too much. I need to change it and use a word that is different but means the same thing. Mitch, do you like submarine sandwiches? All encompassingly. I did a special for Comedy Central, and I'd take a physical, it was a verbal physical, a bunch of yes and no questions, but they were strangely worded. Like, have you ever tried sugar or PCP? This shirt is dry clean only, which means it's dirty. Chuck there. How about a round of applause for Chuck? He does. I figured out teen beauty tricks because I read the magazines as the teen beauty tricks. All you do is you take a product that's meant for something else and use it for something else. That's the trick. How do I get rid of acne? Well, you know that shower scrub? Put it on a zit. All right, how do I get rid of a rash? Well, you know that glue for bird cages? Just use that. That's the trick right there. That's a dumb joke, man. Oh, fuck. What do I think I am? Open mic on CD recording. Fuck. Oh, that's right. That's not any joke that doesn't work, Chuck wrote for me. I have to live and die by my jokes. I just hope that any joke I say, if you don't think it's funny, that you don't hate me. That's the problem, you know? I always feel if I tell a joke that doesn't get a laugh, I feel as though people who once liked me no longer do. The audience crowd can be fickle. Once they like it, you have to keep telling funny jokes. As soon as you don't, you're done. It's like a fucking tightrope. I've seen a human pyramid before. It was very unnecessary. The club owner here, when he comes to town, he hooks up with drugs. Like, he'll give you cocaine and pop brownies. But last time I was in town, he gave me a drug for attention deficit disorder. Because he's afflicted. But I'm not. So what happened to me was I suddenly had an extra long attention span. And people would be telling me a story, then the story would end, and I'd get all mad and shit. Come on, man, there's gotta be more to that story. I'm on pills here. I have a friend who's a juggler, and when I go to his house, I don't like to take food from him if it's in threes. He has three apples left. I guess I can't have one. Won't wanna fuck up the practice routine. All right. I have a hotel room and my friend comes over. He says, can I use a phone? I said, certainly. He says, do I need to dial 9? Yeah, especially if it's in the number. You can try 4 and 5 back to back real quick. I don't inhale a lot of THC these days. I ate too much THC yesterday. I got high on THC, which is, I don't get that high on that much these days, so when I'm really high on THC, it's scary. Like, I was scared of an elevator yesterday because I was too high. The elevator was freaky. Alright. I don't have time for that. I gotta let the elevators not be scary. They have to remain unfrightening. Once I get scared, I have to remain on the ground floor now. All right. I use the stairs. All right. My lucky number is 4 billion. That doesn't come real handy when you're gambling. Come on, 4 billion. Fuck, 7. Not even close. I need some more dice. 4 billion divided by 6, at least. Snake eyes now. I just said snake eyes. It's a gambling term. Oh, it's an animal term too. Popsicles are for the summertime. I like to play blackjack. I'm not addicted to gambling. I'm addicted to sitting in a semicircle. I just realized how useful this table is. Because of this table, everything's a little bit closer to me. But I take it for granted. I try to act like it's just like the floor. But it's not. It's a little higher. I was in a park, I saw a kid flying a kite, and he was so excited that his kite was in the sky. I don't know why, that's what they're supposed to do. Now, had he had a chair on the other end of that string, I would have known. Imagine trying to fly a chair. You'd have to run like a motherfucker. It's my 1 hour of slow time, so just stay with me through the end of this recording. As soon as we press stop, you can be angry. Till then, just bear with it. I spent a lot of money to buy this tape that is being recorded onto. It was gold plated. I got my necklace. A necklace pulls my hair every now and then. It's weird. I think someone's behind me. Just my necklace. If you had a friend who was a tightrope walker and you were walking down the sidewalk with him and he fell, that would be completely unacceptable. I don't own a cell phone or a pager. I just hang around everyone I know all the time. Someone needs to get a hold of me, they just say, Mitch. And I say, what? And turn my head slightly. I hope the next time I move, I get a real easy phone number, something that's easy to remember. Something like 2222222222. I would say, sweet. And then people would say, Mitch, how did I get a hold of you? I say, just press 2 for a while. And when I answer, you will know you have pressed 2 or no. Some companies like to use like to spell out a word so you call them up and remember the name, but they use too many letters, you know, because they can't edit it. Give us a call at 1-800-I-LOVE-BRAND-NEW-CARPET. I like to press all the buttons, you know. Spell that fucker out to the bitter end. And if the operator's still there, God bless her. I never say God bless her on stage. That's gonna be edited. God bless her. What the fuck is that? That's not my style. I'm not the kind of guy who says God bless her. We leave that to other comics. Other comics say God bless her way better than I do. I say it badly. I was on That 70s Show one episode, and I put it on my acting resume. Before that, my acting resume. It was my first acting gig, and I put it on my resume. My acting resume before that was sparse. It was full of bullshit. I had to make things up. Acting experience. Okay, when I play pool, if I make a shot, I act like I'm not surprised. I had a bad audition. I acted like I didn't care. See, as a comedian, I always get these situations where I'm auditioning for movies and sitcoms, you know? As a comedian, they want you to do other things besides comedy. They say, all right, you're a comedian. Can you write? Write us a script. Act in this sitcom. They want me to do shit that's related to comedy, but it's not comedy, man. It's not fair, you know? It's as though if I was a cook and I worked my ass off to become a really good cook. I said, all right, you're a cook. Can you farm? I wrote a script and I gave it to a guy who reads scripts, and he read it, he said he really likes it, but he thinks I need to rewrite it. I said, fuck that. I'll just make a copy. I go to Kinko's. Because Kinko's is my favorite copy center if I had to pick one. Because they're open 24 hours. You know, that's great. Like if it's 5 a.m. and then I decide I need two of something, I'm covered. Sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat. I say, oh, shit. Oh, yeah. Kinko's. No problem. That will not remain singular. I just injured my teeth on a CD. I injured my teeth. I hate flossing. I just wish I had one long, curvy tooth. It didn't need to be split up. They didn't have to make separations with me. With that, my tooth would have fell out. It would have been bad. Oh, Chuck's bringing it down. All right, that's fine. I like it. Don't think I didn't notice, though. I don't own a watch because I want my arms to weigh the same. So when someone asks me what time it is, I just have to tell them something that's happening, hoping that will help. What time is it? That guy's eating a hamburger. Shit, I have to be somewhere. I'll meet you when that guy's eating a hamburger. Fuck, which guy? You'll know. That'd be cool if you could eat a good food with a bad food, and the good food would cover for the bad food when it got to your stomach. Like you could eat a carrot with an onion ring, then they would travel down to your stomach, then they would get there, then the carrot would say, it's cool, he's with me. I saw a soda pop for $1.20 a six pack. You know, that price fucks with your head. Because then you start to think that you're gonna sell pop. Suddenly I got things of pop with me. What's going on, Mitch? Not much, man. Looking to buy some pop? It's 50 cents a can. It's not refrigerated. Because this is a half-assed commitment. So my friend said to me, I think the weather's trippy. Then I said, no, man, it's not the weather that's trippy. Perhaps it is the way that we perceive it that is indeed trippy. Then I thought, man, I should have just said, yeah. Remember that joke I did about the cord going into the battery compartment of the radio? That was a fucking good joke. Wasn't. It didn't go over. So that's all right. I saw this guy driving a car. He either worked for Domino's or he was borrowing the car. I knew that. I lost my memory, but I have ink. So. All right. I have a girlfriend named Lynn. She spells her name L-Y-N-N. And my old girlfriend's name is Lynn, too. She spells her name L-Y-N. Every now and then I fuck up. I call my new girlfriend by my old girlfriend's name. And she can tell because I don't say N as long. I opened up a yogurt. Underneath the lid it said, please try again. Because they're having a contest I was unaware of. But I thought I might have opened the yogurt wrong. Or maybe Yoplait was trying to inspire me. Come on, Mitchell, don't give up. Please try again. A message of inspiration from your friends at Yoplait. Fruit on the bottom, hope on top. When everyone's clapped, Chuck changed it up. You weren't even clapping at me, you were clapping at something he just did. That's what I think. I think you guys are laughing and clapping at me. Chuck's fucking killing. He's doing good. I saw a band in LA, and the band was having an off night, and some people started throwing tomatoes at the band. I thought, who would throw a tomato at a band? That's bad. But then I thought, who would bring a tomato to a show? That's even worse. Don't throw a tomato at a band. Cause what if they really like tomatoes? They'll think you're enjoying them. You guys are kicking ass. Here, here's a tomato. The tomato is a universal sign of not enjoying a performance. Plus, I like it on sandwiches. I had the man at Subway put tomatoes on my sandwich because I didn't like the way he was making it. I don't know what that meant there. I thought it was ad-libbed. I'll take it back. I think foosball is a combination of soccer and shish kebabs. Foosball fucked up my perception of soccer. I thought you had to kick the ball and then spin round and round. I can't do a backflip, much less several. Simultaneously with two other guys that look just like me. If you wear leather pants around, people will make fun of you inevitably. So you got leather pants on. I like to make fun of people who have skin on their legs. Ah, you're wearing skin. Whatever. That's dumb there, boy. Fuck. Help me out, Chuck. Fuck, don't make me fall into a hole of poorly thought out material. I never joined the army because at ease was never that easy to me. I seem rather uptight still. I don't relax by parting my legs slightly and putting my hands behind my back. That does not equal ease. At ease was not being in the military. I'm eased, bro, because I am not in the military. I'm extra at ease. I play tennis. The thing that's depressing about tennis is no matter how good I get, I'll never be as good as a wall. I played a wall once. They're fucking relentless. How's the bass picking up on the recording? Do you have those little red bars that indicate how things are going on the pickup department? I see Mark Babbitt monitoring the bars to make sure the recording is going well. The club, when they want you to get off stage, they turn on a red light that indicates that you have 5 minutes left. Some clubs will hold up a candle in the back, man. That's the worst method, because you're up here drinking. Then you look in the back, you see a floating candle. Oh, shit, this place is haunted. I can't be funny when I'm frightened. On the back of a box of Ritz crackers, it has all these suggestions as to what to put on top of the Ritz. It says, put some lunch meat up there. Try some peanut butter, man. But I like crackers, that's why I got them, man. You got no faith in the product itself. On the back of a bag of lunch meat, it has all these suggestions as to what to slip underneath the lunch meat. Slip some bread under there. It's too slimy and cold to be held onto. I think Pringle's initial intention was to make tennis balls. But on the day that the rubber was supposed to show up, a big truckload of potatoes arrived. Pringles is a laid-back company. They said, fuck it, cut them off. I'm almost done, I think. How much time have I done? 45 minutes? All right, good. So, if you don't, six people ain't gonna convince me to. Severed foot is the ultimate stocking stuffer. I I tried to freshen up a room, so I held a cert in front of a fan. These are throwaway jokes. I used to be a hot tar roofer. Yeah, I remember that day. I like an escalator because an escalator can never break. It can only become stairs. You would never see an escalator temporarily out of order sign. Just escalator temporarily stairs. Sorry for the convenience. We apologize for the fact that you can still get up there. I tried to have a cookie, and this girl said, "I'm mailing those cookies to my friend, so I couldn't have one." You shouldn't make cookies untouchable. All right. My manager takes 10% from me. Sometimes I work for free drinks. I bring him home a Jack and Coke. I'm out to dinner with a group of friends and someone offers to pay for the check. I immediately reach for my wallet because inside is a note that says, "Say thanks." I used to do drugs. I still do, but I used to too. I used to have really long hair, and people thought I was high on stage because people associate long hair with drug use. I wish long hair was associated with something other than drug use, like an extreme longing for cake. And then strangers would see a long-haired guy and say, "That fucker eats cake. He is on bunk cake." Mother saying to their daughters, "Don't bring the cake eater over here anymore. He smell like flour." Did you see how excited he got when he found out your birthday was fast approaching? This is my friend said to me, said, "You know what, I like mashed potatoes." It's like, dude, you had to give me time to guess. If you're gonna quiz me, you have to insert a pause. Seven minutes of pure fucking hardcore comedy. It's hardcore. Shit's rough here. This is a rough section of my act right here. I say this for last. Gets a little blue. I love the bass, man. Any moment of silence is no longer bad. It's like there's something going on. I like that. I saw a band in New York City. It was a rock and roll outfit called Monster Magnet. And the singer got on the microphone. This is what he said. He said, "All right, how many people feel like human beings tonight?" And they say, "All right, how many people feel like animals?" And everybody cheered after the animals part. But the thing is, I cheered after the human beings part. Because I did not know that there was a second part to the question. I saw a jar of jelly beans is having a contest at this fair. So guess how many jelly beans are in the jar and you win a prize. Oh, come on, man. Let me just have some. Let's make a compromise. You guess how many I want. If you said a handful, you are right. That's all I could imagine taking. People teach their dogs to sit. It's a trick. I've been sitting my whole life. A dog has never looked at me as though he thought I was tricky. Sorry. I wake up in the morning and make myself a bowl of instant oatmeal, then I don't do shit for an hour. Which makes me wonder why I need the instant oatmeal. I can get the regular oatmeal and feel productive. What are you gonna do? Make oatmeal. You know it. Spaghetti. I can't eat spaghetti. There's too many of them. No matter how hungry I am, 1,000 of something is too many. I'll have 1,000 pieces of noodle.
Fettuccine Alfredo is macaroni and cheese for adults. All right. I like cinnamon rolls. That's why I wish they made a cinnamon roll incense, because I don't always have time to make a pan. Perhaps I'd rather light a stick than have my roommates wake up with false hopes. I'm going to take the money that I made from this gig and buy a Dr. Pepper belt buckle. It's for sale at the Allen Park Inn, $25. It's an antique. It's an antique. It was the only one they made of it, I believe. But it's just no one ever bought it. So now it's an antique. They're trying to hide the fact that no one ever bought it. It's an antique now. All right. I will have it then. I did a radio interview. The DJ's first question was, who are you? I had to think, is this guy really deep, or did I drive to the wrong station? I had a bag of Fritos. They were Texas Grill Fritos. These Fritos had grill marks on them. Hell yeah, reminds me of summer, when we used to fire up the barbecue and throw down on some Fritos. I can still see my dad with the apron on. Better flip that Frito, Dad. You know how I like it. With grill marks. People ask me for my autograph after the show. I'm not famous. I think they're fucking with me. They're trying to make me late for something. I want to sign that autograph. I'd be here. Velcro wallet I already talked about. Suitcase that I handcuffed to my arm, I already talked about. I gotta give me one of those going though. That'd be the coolest thing ever. All right. Say, man, I think I'm done. Let's check this shit. It's the $1.26 pack. I hear music. Fuck yeah, that's the only way you can take it in. I'm gonna shave too. I was in Ireland and I got to drink absinthe in Ireland, and absinthe is a liquor that they outlaw. It's supposed to make you trip hallucinogenically, so I got excited because I like to hallucinate. So I started drinking lots of shots of it, but really it's just a liquor, so I was just getting fucked up. I wasn't even remotely tripping. But after 10 shots I fell to the ground and I was trying to force the trip. Why is the floor as low as I can go? But I was just faking it, you know? It wasn't from the heart trip. It was force. Why is lemonade not aiding me? Acid was my favorite drug because acid opened up my mind. Because of acid, I now know that butter is way better than margarine. I saw through the bullshit. When I was on acid, I would see things like beams of light. And I'd hear sounds that sounded an awful lot like car horns. When we were on acid, we were going to the woods, because when you're in the woods tripping, there's less likely a chance you run into an authority figure. But we ran into a bear. That was even more of a buzz kill. My friend Dwayne was standing there raising his right hand, swearing to help prevent forest fires. We got away from the bear, put his arm around my shoulder. He said, Mitchell, Smokey is way more intense in person. He's an asshole. I went to England to tell jokes. I wanted to do Smokey the Bear joke in England, so I had to ask the English if they know who Smokey the Bear was, but they don't. Because in England, Smokey the Bear is not the forest fire prevention representative. They have Smacky the Frog. It's just like a bear, but it's a frog. I think that's a better system. I think we should adopt it, because bears can be mean, but frogs are always cool. Like, never has there been a frog hopping toward me, and I thought, man, I better play dead. Here comes that frog. I've never said, here comes that frog in a nervous manner. It's always like optimistic. Hey, here comes that frog. All right. Maybe he will settle near me, and I can pet him and put him in a mayonnaise jar with a stick and a leaf.
to recreate what it used to. I certainly have to punch some holes in the lid because he's damn sure used to air. Then I can observe him. And he won't be doing much in his 16-ounce world. Now let's talk about the differences between frogs and bears. Like, when there's a frog around, I don't have to hang my fucking sandwiches from a branch. A frog knows they are for me. He'd rather have a fly, because a fly zigzags, and my sandwiches do not. Unless I go like this. If I want some honey on some toast, I don't have to squeeze a plastic frog. Alcoholism is a disease, but it's the only disease that you can get yelled at for having. God damn it, Otto, you're an alcoholic. God damn it, Otto, you have lupus. One of those two doesn't sound right. If you have to release bad news to the public, it will help if you are not ugly. I have a loose neck shirt because my neck's fragile. I can't wear a regular shirt, it hurts. I especially hate turtlenecks. Like, wearing a turtleneck is like being strangled by a really weak guy. All fucking day. Like, if you wear a turtleneck in a backpack, it's like a weak midget trying to bring you down. Two sisters, and one of them's named Wendy. If you ask Wendy if I was weird, she'd probably say yeah, but that's fucked up, because she's weird, because she has a husband and two children, and they have a family photo on top of their VCR where they're all looking slightly to the left as though something's going on over there. The camera is right in front of you, but I guess something happened to the left that made everybody happy. My sister is cross-eyed, so she can't quite pull it off. One eye is right the fuck on. You know, they advertise a casino on a billboard, they always show a picture of a guy winning money. But that's false advertising, because that's what happens the least. Perhaps when they advertise a hamburger, they could show a guy choking. This is what happened once. I was at a casino, I was minding my own business. This guy came up, he said, "You're gonna have to move, you're blocking the fire exit." So if there was a fire, I wasn't gonna run. If you're flammable and have legs, you are never blocking a fire exit. And you can write that down and put a dash in front of it and put my name at the bottom. A dash. Dash. That's all I wanted to be doing, was dashed. I type 101 words a minute, but it's in my own language. I had the AIDS test 4 times. The AIDS test is very scary to get. It doesn't matter what you've been doing, waiting for the results is frightening. So I don't get the regular AIDS test anymore. I get the roundabout AIDS test. I call my friend Brian. I say, "Say, Brian, do you know anybody who has AIDS?" "No." "Cool." Because you know me. I was on a bus, and it was the middle of the night, and I had a box of crackers and a can of Easy Cheese. But it was the middle of the night, so I could not see. I could not see how much Easy Cheese I was applying to each cracker. So each bite into the cracker was a surprise as to how much Easy Cheese I had applied. Which makes me believe they should have a glow-in-the-dark version of Easy Cheese. It's not like the product has any integrity to begin with. If you buy a room temperature cheese that you squeeze out of a can, you probably won't get mad because it glows in the dark too. I think I got all the jokes I wanted to get on the CD down. Now, I think I want a couple more things. I want to get a tape recorder. I got a parrot instead. Sorry. I think I did that joke backwards. I want to get a parrot, but I got a tape recorder. It's like a parrot who doesn't fly away. You don't have to worry about a tape recorder just suddenly leaving in the name of freedom. Some songs have a special meaning for a man in regards to a special woman, but this can backfire because maybe the song had deeper meaning to begin with, but now it's been cheapened. We are the world, we are the children, we are the ones who make a better life, so let's keep on giving. Remember that song, baby? The night I fucked you in the pet cemetery? That's our song. We go to a restaurant on the weekends, it's busy, so they start a waiting list. They start calling out names. They say, Dufresne, party of two. Table ready for Dufresne, party of two. And if no one answers, they'll say the name again. Dufresne, party of two. But then if no one answers, they'll just go right on to the next name. Bush, party of three. Yeah, what happened to the Dufresne? No one seems to give a shit. Who can eat at a time like this? People are missing. You fuckers are selfish. The Dufresnes are in someone's trunk right now with duct tape over their mouth and they're hungry. That's a double whammy. We need help. Bush, search party of three. You can eat once you find the Dufresne. Thank you very much. Thank you, Chuck, too. Thank you.
Hedberg!